Becoming aware of that central line within you. Like a tube going from the crown to the root. Within this central line, there are many things. There are, of course, your chakras, these seven main energy vortexes, the root, the sacral, the plexus, the heart, throat, the third eye, and the crown. From the crown upwards, there's a connection all the way to the Godhead. From the root down, there is a connection all the way to the heart of Gaia, the core of the earth. Through this central line, the pure light, of source flows into you. Flows down into you, flows through your body, through that central line, through your root, deep into the earth. Always flowing. All we do by using our attention with a specific focused intention as we amplify it. So that central line that connects your heart to the heart of the earth and the heart of source, that constitutes that triple heart connection. Allowing yourself to feel it. Amplifying it just for fun, just because you can. Just because whatever you focus on, you amplify it. Feeling your heart, the crown and root as the exit points, going all the way to the heart of God and the heart of Gaia. Feeling these five points at once. Now, just as the light flows down into you from source, the energy of the earth flows up into you from the core. It's a different energy. Notice. Notice its texture, maybe even its sound. How it feels is different. The source energy flows in as light. The earth energy flows in. It's like a thicker, denser, warmer. It's really letting yourself feel how connected your root chakra is to the earth. That is your will to be in this body. Your will to be having the experience of being on earth, of being a body on earth. Just imagining you can breathe in that earth energy even more. You're breathing in that core energy into the root, filling it up, exhale, flowing it out. Yeah, inhaling, bringing that energy higher. Let's bring it into the sacral, your personal love center, the center of your ability to feel self-love and self-acceptance, loving yourself. Your ability to be created, to be connected to your creative energy, to your creativity, to what you really like. It has nothing to do with anyone else. Things you love. Things that make you fall in love with having this body and this personality and being who you are. That unique, unique person that you are. Inhale, flowing that earth energy up into the sacral. And exhale, flowing it out front and back. Just letting the energy circulate. Such a simple practice and so powerful. Just inhale, bringing it up, flowing it up. Exhale, flowing it out. Front and back. With this nice, rich, warm energy. Of your physical mother. The earth is your physical mother. Everything in you is made of her. Like, sure, you have biological parents, but this is deeper than that. Inhaling, coming up that central line a little bit higher. Inhaling up into the plexus. Filling it up. And exhale, front and back, flowing it out. Front and back. Inhaling. Intentionally bringing up some of that nurturing, rich, core of the earth energy up through the central line into the plexus, filling it up. And when you exhale, you flow it out the front and the back of the chakra. Beautiful. And we're continuing, like you keep some of your focus on the fact that we are working on the central line right now. So even though we're focusing on specific centers, you are also aware of the entire central line at the same time. You are also aware of being in this triple heart connection between the heart of Gaia, the heart of your soul incarnated in this body, and the heart of God, high above, the heart of Source. So now we inhale, we bring this grounded earth energy up into the heart area. Up the central line. Take your time, do it slowly, have fun with it. Slow and steady. Inhale, feeling that grounded energy filling up the heart. Filling it up, filling it up, filling it up. And with the exhale, your intention is to flow that earth energy back out to the front and the back of the heart chakra. Oof. It's strong as we're doing it together. Inhaling, bringing that up into the heart. And exhaling, front and back. Let's keep going up. Let's keep going up. Inhaling, intentionally bringing that core of the earth energy up through the central line into the throat. Into the throat, yeah, filling it up. It's okay if it gets, if you feel it a lot, that's good. Into the throat. And exhale, front and back, flow that energy out. You know, the energy of the earth, it's very magnetic. It's strong. And it's like it has little magnets in it. And it can pick up any energies, any forms of dense energies that don't serve you anymore. Trust your mother. Trust Mother Earth. She's the master recycler. She knows what to do. She knows what to do. You just need to release it and allow her to take back what you no longer need, what no longer serves a purpose in your life, what is ready to be released and recycled. You are simply allowing it to go back to the earth where it can become new, like not new energy, but like newly available neutral energy because it has been, you know, like neutralized of its charge. So inhaling up that central line all the way into the throat. And it's already less dense this time. And exhaling front and back, flowing that energy back out, back to the earth. Keep going. Inhaling with deep intention. Inhaling, you're bringing the energy up from the earth through your central line, bringing it up into the center of the brain, all the way to the center of the head. Come on up. Nice big inhale. And exhaling like the rays of a sun, 360 degrees. Let's just expand that earth energy all the way through the head, all the way through the brain structure. It flows right out to the brain structure, through the skull. Whew. Inhaling up to the center of the head. Exhaling, flowing the earth energy back out. Let it go through the brain structure, through the back of the head, the reptilian brain, the limbic brain, the upper cortex, the lower cortex, the front, whatever, it doesn't matter the names. Let it just flow through all of the brain, letting it pick up anything that no longer serves you. Letting it literally, it's like magnetically just grab anything in the cells of your brain, anything in your synapses that isn't serving your evolution and your spiritual embodiment anymore. Inhaling, center of the brain. Exhaling, whew, like the rays of a sun through the entire head structure, face included, brain included, back of the head, base of the skull, ears, eyes, nose, mouth. And just focusing and focusing in on the center of the brain. Inhaling that earth energy all the way into the center of the brain where all these glands are. So many important glands here. And exhaling out through the crown. It's almost like a fountain. Inhale that earth energy all the way to the center of the brain. Exhale out of the top. Let it flow out. Everything that's ready to be released flows out with the earth energy. And it falls back down to the earth like a fountain. It just falls down. Just falls down the auric field. Just all right. All right. So feeling that central line once more, feeling the whole thing from root to crown, the heart connected to the heart of God and the heart of Gaia. I'm going to take a moment to activate deeper levels. I say activate, I should just say amplify. Within that central line, deeper than the central line, there is a golden thread. It is the Hera line. It is the deep intentional field of your being. Deeper than chakras, deeper than the aura. It is a golden thread connecting you all the way to the Godhead, all the way up to the Godhead, and all the way into the molten core of the earth, which is kind of like the center of the core of the earth, pure lava, liquid rock. This golden thread contains the Ten Tien below the belly button that connects to that molten core of the earth. Like a golden ball. And when it's very, very activated, it becomes bright, bright red. That golden thread goes from the molten core into the central tube, into the Tantian. It comes up. Its next emanation point is the soul seat. Above the heart, below the collarbones. Yeah, I love how we're all able to feel it more and more. This is the power of intention, attention with intention. The more we give it attention, the more it awakens and expands and amplifies its frequency. And that golden thread keeps going up, exits the central line, and has its next point about 3 feet, 1 meter above the head, in a place called the individuation point, which is where you individuate into this unique soul that you are, with your very specific longings and desires. Just feeling that. And that golden thread just goes all the way up to the Godhead from there. Just with intention, you're connecting with your hairline, being aware that it's there. Oh yeah, you really feel the tension. A joint collective intention of us all being together. Using the most important resource that we have, our attention. With the intention of connecting deeper to ourselves. To knowing the deeper levels of our being. It even has a sound. It even has a sound. And from here, we shift our attention one level deeper. One level deeper into the core star. Deep, deep, deep in your being. A little bit above your belly button, deep, deep, deep inside. Deeper than the central line, deeper than the golden thread within the central line. Deeper, there is a star. There is the star that you are. You as a divine essence, with no form, with no body, with no story even. Just a pure creative impulse to generate more light, to extend light through creations. Through creations that go through the other levels and come back in to create more individuated light. So just feeling that core star level. And remember that natural movement of the core star. The core star naturally flows energy up into the sacred heart space. Because the core star might be the deepest level of your being, but your heart center is the center point. So that core star is always welling up and flowing through the heart. So just allow your, oh my God, it feels so good. Allowing yourself to feel that and intentionally amplifying it. Just like earlier, you were inhaling the core of the earth energy into your central line. Now you just have fun amplifying through intention and focused attention the energy of the core star, that pure divine essence, flowing up into the sacred heart space, into the heart chakra. Oh, expanding it, allowing it to flow through the system. Allowing it to flow from the heart center into the central line, into the chakras, into the subtle bodies, all of it. Imagine you don't need to micromanage each part. Your consciousness can feel all of that at once. It's almost incomprehensible for the mind, but that's okay, because the mind isn't made to do that. The mind's made to focus on one thing at a time. Your upper mind, though, which is the God mind connected with the heart, it can do all of it because it is connected to everything. So just amplify it for a couple of minutes. Never mind the mind. Never mind the mind. Inhaling that core star divine essence up into the sacred heart. And exhale, flowing it through. Letting it fill up the central line. Letting it fill up each of the chakras that are each deeply connected to it now. We've done a lot of work around that in the last couple of months. And expanding that throughout the subtle bodies. You can even have fun feeling the boundaries between the bodies, but it's just if you want to have fun. You don't have to do that either. You can just have fun feeling it all one shot. Okay, very nice. So that energy from the core star continues, as it always does, to come up into the heart. It never stops doing it. We just amplify it by bringing our attention to it and thanking it and loving it. So here we go. From here, feel that silver cord. It's plugged into your body through the back. I perceive it energetically as being a little bit above the heart chakra. In the back. The silver cord that goes all the way in. We've done some work on it. Let's use the power of your imagination and your ability to visualize, understanding that visualization doesn't necessarily mean seeing it. It can also mean feeling it. It can also mean imagining it is a better word, I think, but it's the same idea. Imagine it's super, super bright, shiny bright, silvery, shiny color. And it's healthy. It's strong. Its connection points with each of the bodies. Yeah, okay. I'm feeling downloads that want to come in, so from this place of the heart very open and our triple heart connection activated, we simply ask source energy to restore the connection point to each of the subtle bodies of the silver cord to their optimal state of health. We're going to let that work a little bit. I'm going to amplify it. Being on this theme of the connection point with each of the subtle bodies, I'm asking Source for us for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may embody our highest potential, so we may embody the highest potential of humanity. Let's go all the way. Asking Source to bring our energy bodies back to a healthy, optimal state. The etheric body, reminding you that the etheric body is very, very close to our physical body. It's literally the blueprint of everything in the physical body, the organs, the veins, the system, everything. But we've got that core star energy welling up into the heart. We've got that source energy flowing down from the crown to the heart. And from here, it is sent out as an intention. Asking for my first subtle body to be as healthy as it can be. I don't know if you can feel that, but I have fun. What I'm noticing is I can feel how it affects the place where the silver cord connects that etheric body. And let's go bigger, asking Source to restore our emotional body to its optimal level of health. The emotional body being a little bit further out. An unstructured field made of kind of cloud-like, color patches. Sometimes we carry darker patches here, energy blocks, asking that it all flow. Allowing that deep core star divine essence to flow into your heart and the source energy to flow into your heart from your crown. And flow out into the emotional body. Interesting how it feels different. It feels different when you feel that subtle body compared to the one before and the one after. Feeling the connection point of the emotional body with the silver cord. It's almost like it tingles. Here we go, a little bit higher. A little bit wider, I should say. Asking source. Asking the partnership between source energy and your core star energy as they flow into your heart to bring your mental body to an optimal state of health, to the highest state of health it can achieve right now. Yeah, the mental body is a structured field once again. It's composed of lines. It is the body related to our thoughts and our personal mind. Letting that get restored, basically. Obviously, for our highest good in the best possible way. Feeling the connection point of the mental body with the silver cord. If you're noticing, we're like expanding more and more. We're going into the auric field more and more. Your silver cord goes through your entire auric field and then it keeps going after that. Right now we're working on all the connection points and the bodies that the silver cord holds together, basically. All right. Expanding into the fourth level, the fourth subtle body. Asking source, asking this partnership between source, basically between universal essence and your individuated essence, the core star and the source energy. Asking for this healing, that your fourth subtle body be restored to its highest state of health. This body is also unstructured. It's not cloud-like as much as it's almost like a liquid, kind of plasma-ish. It's full of colors and energies moving. It is the relational field. It is where we carry our character structures. It is where we carry our relational cords and chakra cords. The power of asking that it be brought back to its optimal state of health in a way that's for your highest good in the best possible way ensures that we're not trying to be like, change it. It's not about changing it. It's about bringing it back to its natural state, which is health. Our natural state is health. It's not a manipulation, it's a restoration. Feeling that connection point of the silver cord in the back with the fourth subtle body. We're going a little bit beyond the body more and more. Just have fun with this. Allow yourself to relax in this process. Just have fun with it. You're here to feel. This is the most precious, beautiful thing you can do with your attention and your intention is to feel the energy in your body and to bring love into it, to bring God into it, to bring the divine into it. So let's go inhaling as we start connecting to the fifth subtle body. This one too is very structured. It actually contains like a blueprint of the of everything underneath it, of everything not underneath, but you know, deeper than it. So the entire template of your physical, emotional, mental bodies and your relational body are all contained within your fifth subtle body, the body of divine will. Asking Source, asking this partnership of Source energy and your core star energy, asking them in the name of the light that I am, please restore. Please restore my fifth subtle body to its optimal state of health. Please restore my divine blueprint. Feeling the connection of your fifth subtle body with the silver cord. And right here, I want you to also feel the connection of all the lower bodies that we just worked on. Because that fifth subtle body contains the template of all of these. So feel that silver cord. And feel its connection to the etheric, emotional, mental, relational. And divine template body. First, second, third, fourth, fifth subtle bodies. Feeling that silver cord, feeling it healthy and vibrant, feeling the connections to each of these subtle bodies, to that silver cord. We're going deeper and deeper into the field where more and more far from the physical body. All right, for the sixth subtle body related to the third eye chakra, asking Source, as well as your core star essence, to help awaken and activate and develop the silver seed deep inside the center of your brain, of your etheric brain, the silver seed of the sixth subtle body. We've worked on this before. Doesn't matter if you remember or not. Your third eye body, often called the celestial body, is once again an unstructured body, but this one's a little bit different than the other ones. It's almost like rays, multicolored rays. And yeah, we work on awakening this body more and more. So activating the silver seed of the sixth subtle body and asking Source and Core Star Energy to bring the sixth subtle body of your system to the highest state of health it can achieve right now for your highest good in the best possible way, so you may embody your soul more and more, so you may know divine bliss and universal love. I feel how subtle this body is. It's very light. Not at all like the denser bodies of the lower field. Feeling how this body connects to the silver cord. Feeling how the silver cord has a healthy connection. Further and further from the physical body we go, as we connect to the seventh subtle body. That golden egg, often referred to as a golden egg, that's kind of what it looks like. It's like pure gold. It's the boundary of the aura when we're usually talking about the aura with its seven layers. There's bigger bodies, but it's beyond the, we don't need to talk about that right now. Asking this partnership of Source and Core Star Energy to bring your seventh subtle body to its optimal state of health. The body that connects you to the God mind. The body that connects you to the universal mind. Ooh. And feeling the connection of the silver cord with the seventh layer of your aura, which also forms kind of the egg. It's like this golden egg all around you. And asking for any fine tuning that is needed at this point for the silver cord, anywhere between the physical body all the way to the seventh subtle body. Anything else that needs to be done here in order to allow the silver cord to be at its optimal state of health. We ask in the name of the light that we are, that this partnership of Source and our core star bring it to its optimal state of health for our highest good in the best possible way. And from here all the way up to Source. Asking for that silver cord to be at its optimal state of health, all the way up to Source. Okay, now that is beautiful work we've just done. And now let's bring in the assembly point. Let's bring in attention, awareness of the assembly point. I want you to ask your soul, ask your body, ask your energy system to help you feel where your assembly point is right now. Where is your assembly point as we speak right now? So remembering this assembly point, I was telling you a little bit about it. It tends to be, it should be in the back of our heart space. But it tends, for most of us, it's floating somewhere else. It's a little bit higher, maybe in the neck, in the back of the head. Maybe it's, you know, further from the body. There's no right or wrong answer here. We're just asking the intelligence of your energy body to give you an idea of where is that assembly point right now. And just for most of us, it tends to be somewhere in the back of the neck. It's okay. Wherever it is, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with wherever it is. We just want to play with offering ourselves permission to start bringing it back closer, closer to the back of our sacred heart space, so that it can find its way back into a deep alignment with the silver cord. So, nice and slowly, we do this slowly and softly and gently, like it's a precious little baby or a little kitten. You know, you're not trying to force anything. You're doing this This is about your loving relationship with yourself. There's no forcing here. So we ask as gently and lovingly as possible. We offer to our assembly point, come back, asking Source and Core Star, this divine partnership, to help you with this process. Asking them, in the name of the light that I am, I hereby request that my assembly point start being brought back in alignment with the back of my sacred heart, and just witness. Let it be whatever it is, even if it moves 1 centimeter or 1/2 inch, that's already a lot. Don't force it, don't rush it. From this wonderful place of all the work we've just done, it's already like, it already feels safer to your system that the assembly point be closer to the silver cord. So, in the name of the light that I am, Source energy, Core Star energy, help bring my assembly point closer to my silver cord. Help my assembly point start its journey of coming back to its true home. Help my body, help all my bodies, help every single part of me feel at ease, feel safe with this process. I wish to know the peace deep within me. I wish to remember, to bring myself back together, to remember what it is to be truly, truly centered. Feeling the emanation point of the silver cord in the back of your heart space, a little bit, just a touch above it. And just feeling the gentle pull. It's like a gentle pull, a gentle calling. Calling your assembly point. Calling it home to its true, place. Its true location. Nice. Oof. Okay, integration. Let's see. Let's see how this wants to happen. Like, I want you to understand that we could just keep playing with this and keep requesting that the assembly point get closer and closer to the heart. And actually, this is something I would like to propose right now, is that you set up an intention that your assembly point is very gently and softly continuing its journey back to its true location, and a little bit at a time. When you're asleep, when you're awake, just slowly but surely finding its way back to its true dwelling place. Oh, how interesting. Bringing a little bit of attention to that core star energy that just flows up into your heart, anyways. It's just flowing up there. It always flows in there. And imagine that as it flows in, it flows out. It flows out of the back, and it's just flowing towards the assembly point. It's almost like it's giving it, how could I say that? Like a road, it's giving it the pa a path. It's letting it know, come back home. And we let this work continue, setting up the intention. May this work continue with ease and grace at a pace that is right for me, at a pace that allows me to continue my daily 3D tasks. Yet that allows me to feel a deeper and deeper connection to my soul and my body. Talking about the body, let's offer some love to your physical body right now. We felt all these levels from the core star to the hairline to the central line with all the chakras and the subtle bodies, the silver cord, the assembly point. Now let's give love to the body. Last. Last loving. Last loving intention that we bring into the field today. Remembering that at the center of every cell of your physical body, that nucleus, it's like a little mini core star in itself. And it's like we gaze and witness this beautiful body that you have. This beautiful vessel made of earth, made of the elements, through which you are able to experience life in a body, to experience matter. to bring spirit into matter, to give your soul a vessel through which it can incarnate, through which it can fulfill its deepest longings and desires. As a soul that wants to participate and be in service to love and light. Thank you, body. Thank you so much. Just filling it up with love. It's like a big, big hug. Whatever image you want to have, whether it be a little kitten or a little baby or just whatever would make you, oh, that's the way I want you to love your body. It is the only true and real food that your body needs. Your loving intention and focused attention on seeing it healthy and vibrant and loved, full of love, flowing with energy. Yes, yes, yes. Letting yourself have a little smile show up. A little smile show up. Almost like a little wink from your soul. Hey, thanks. Thanks for letting me in. Let's play. Let's have fun. And let's just take a couple of minutes to allow the integration of everything we've done, allowing that divine light to flow into you, and that deeply grounded earth energy to flow up into you. Grounded in the earth, anchored in the light, your heart, the bridge, the center.